This is tape one, side A. This is Kendra Payton, and I'm interviewing Mary Boghossian Carson in her home in Belleville, Illinois. Today's date is November 10th, 2001, and the time is 10:20 a.m. Mary, could you please state your full name, including your maiden name, and spell it?
My name is Mary Boghossian, B-O-G-O-S-I-A-N, Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N.
And your maiden name is?
And my maiden name is Boghossian.
Okay. Could you also tell us your date of birth and place of birth?
Hey, I was born 7/17/25 at home with a midwife.
In Lincoln Place?
In Lincoln Place, yes.
Okay. Just to get us started, Mary, could you give us some background information about yourself and your immediate family, being mother and father?
Well, my mother and father, first my father came to this country and he went to work. And sent for my mother, the Red Cross helped her, found her and helped her get over here. And
okay, can you tell me what your ethnic background is?
My ancestors were Armenian, both of them.
Okay,
my
both sides.
Parents were.
Okay. You talked about the Red Cross helping your father find your mother. Talking off tape, we had discussed how your father came first.
Yes.
Okay. And how long was he here in America before he was able to find your mother and bring her over?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. But there was a time period where he was here alone?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Red Cross helped him find her
mm-hmm.
and bring her over to America. Okay. What brought your family to America?
My father came because he wanted to escape the Turkish army. They were drafting, younger men.
Okay.
And he didn't want to, kill Armenians. So he left the country. And then he sent for my mother. And, she didn't really work, but he worked at the Commonwealth, the steel foundry, and she did go to work during World War II. She found a job, but that was the only job she's ever had.
What was her job?
She worked in a stove factory somewhere.
Okay, was it in Granite City?
I think it was in Madison.
Oh, okay. And do you know approximately how long that time period was that she worked?
I don't really remember.
Okay. But it was during World War II?
Yes.
Okay. Now you talk about your father trying to escape the Turkish army. Is that what I know of as the Turkish genocide?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how your family funded their trip to get here?
Well, I really don't know that part of it.
Okay. Now, we had talked off tape also. I'd asked you if your family had come in a large group or small group, and you had said that your father came through Ellis Island.
Yes.
We could probably assume a large
and
group.
And my mother also.
Okay. But she had come later.
Yeah.
Did your father come with any other family members?
Not that I know of. Like I said, he didn't talk too much about it, but we'd ask my mother questions, and she gave us information, although she cried, in between. So we stopped because she was crying.
Right. Now, you mentioned something about the village coming.
Yes, they were like relatives and village people, I think they're trying to stick together.
Okay.
Through a massacre, which is kind of hard, I guess.
Right. do you happen to know what the name of the village was?
I think, I hate to make a mistake.
That's fine.
I think it's a K-A-Z-I, Kazi.
Okay.
But town they were from was Erzurum, E-R-Z-E-R-U-M.
Okay, say that once more.
E-R-Z-E-R-U-M.
Okay, and how do you pronounce that?
Erzurum.
Okay. Now that we've got a little background information, what has kept your family here, including you?
Well, the country, obviously, with, you know, all this freedom and...
Stability?
Stability, yes.
Okay.
Although it's being threatened now.
That is true.
But my mother thought this was a great country. She didn't want to go back. And she just didn't want to leave.
Okay. Do you know how old your parents were when they came over, approximately?
No, they lost their birth records, of course. They didn't have birth records. I have no idea. They had no idea.
Okay.
They mostly guessed at their age, I think.
Okay. Now, Bogosian, was that the family name where you came from, or was it changed when they got to America and that's just the name they gave them?
As far as I know, it was the family name.
Okay.
Where they came from.
Okay.
Where my dad came from, anyway.
Okay. Have any of your family members ever had the opportunity to visit your homeland?
No, they haven't. They really couldn't afford it, I guess.
Yeah. Has it been something that you would be interested in doing if you had the opportunity?
I wouldn't mind seeing it, just to see where my parents were born and all that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what was Lincoln Place like when you lived there? And can you give me a time period of when you did live there?
Well, I guess I lived there for like
1 year Right.
Until I was like around 20 years old, I guess.
Okay.
And it was great for, you know, childhood purposes. Because we played every day. We had the clubhouse, basically, to thank for that.
Yeah.
They furnished bats and balls and basketballs, and they had a playground. And Miss Prather was the director, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. Thank you. She was great.
Now, did you know Mrs. Prather personally?
Yes.
Was she ever your school teacher?
No.
No?
Okay. Not that I remember.
Okay. What kind of things did Mrs. Prather do for the children at the clubhouse?
Well, she did everything to help them, whatever she could. She settled scores and she kept the place running, basically.
Now, were you ever in any type of social club in the neighborhood, maybe dealing with the clubhouse?
Well, we had, like, you know, sewing. We did sewing there. Miss Prather taught us to sew. We did embroidery work.
Okay.
And I guess it kept us occupied, mostly.
You mentioned brownies. That you were in?
Yes.
Can you give me some information about that?
Well, I don't really recall too much about it, but there was, you know, this basic comradeship, I guess, with all the other girls.
Okay. Now, I know Lincoln Place is comprised of several different ethnic groups. Mm-hmm. How did those groups get along in the neighborhood when you were there?
We all got along fairly well. There was no trouble, and there were no violence of any kind that I recall. There was one murder, that the only one I recall in my childhood throughout the whole years. But and we kept our doors unlocked. Nobody bothered anything.
It was real safe.
It's hard to believe nowadays.
Yeah. Mary, could you tell me about where you lived at in the neighborhood?
Well, I lived like on Maple Street. You want the address?
That's fine. Sure.
At 1647 Maple, and the house is still standing, unbelievably.
Okay. It's been around for a while, then.
It's like three houses from the clubhouse, which is, you know, made the clubhouse my number one hangout.
Right. Can you tell me about some of the businesses that were around when you lived in the neighborhood?
Well, they were mostly taverns, of course. But as far as I remember, there was no problems there. And then there was grocery stores, two or three grocery stores in like a two-block area. And there was an ice cream parlor. The kids hang out there. But, you know, we didn't know any better. We thought it was great.
I'm sure it probably was a wonderful place to live. What was your childhood like living in the neighborhood? Did you have really close friends that you stuck with, or was everybody friends with everybody?
Yeah, I think basically everybody was friends with everybody, but I had, like, two or three close friends from the neighborhood. We kind of hung around together.
Do you still have contact with them, or is everybody kind of spread their separate ways?
Oh, when I go to Granite City, well, one's out of town in Florida, I understand, but I don't really have contact with her.
Okay. What are some of your fondest memories of growing up in Lincoln Place?
Just playing. I guess that's number one priority for a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
We played, I think, every day. Either at the clubhouse or out in the street.
Were there any specific games that the kids played?
We played, you know, mostly bat and ball.
Okay.
Softball, baseball, whatever.
Now, did the boys let the girls play with them, or was it kind of?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So everybody they wouldn't have a team otherwise.
That's good. Now, what do you remember about the basketball championship that took place in 1940?
Yes. What I remember, there was a lot of celebration, especially in Lincoln Place, because quite a few of the guys were from Lincoln Place.
Do you remember any of the names?
Yes. Andy Phillips and Andy Hagopian.
Okay.
And John Markarian. I don't know if I left anybody out.
I think that's right. What all took place, like, in the neighborhood once they won that championship? Did that change?
Oh, there was a wild celebration in the streets. Everybody was going crazy.
How did the people on the, you know, quote unquote, other side of the tracks look at you after that championship had taken place?
I think they looked at us, you know, more favorably after that. Okay. Because we were kind of, I think, dominating the sports.
The sports arena at that time?
It is.
Okay. And when I mentioned the tracks, what do you remember about, like, was the railroad tracks a dividing line? Did they think, you know, was one side of the tracks better than the other? Was there ever that type of mentality in the neighborhood and in the town of Granite City?
I'm not really sure. I don't want to make a judgment, but
okay.
Maybe it was all in our heads. We were kind of looked down on, I think.
Okay. Now, having so many different ethnic groups, and I know everybody was basically, they were people who had immigrated or children of immigrants at the time of your childhood. Did everybody become like family to each other because it'd been a separation from your natural family from coming overseas?
I think everybody seemed to get along from what I remember. We didn't have no problems. Like, everybody watched out for everybody else.
Yeah, a lot of people taking care of taking care of others and.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happened to you once you moved out of Lincoln Place? What made you move from Lincoln Place, I guess I should say?
Well, my father went in partnership in the cleaners in St. Louis, and he wanted to move over there to be closer to work.
Okay. All right. At what point did you get married?
I guess about 4 or 5 years after we moved to St. Louis. My husband found me.
Now, where did he find you?
Oh, I'm sorry to say, in a bar.
Oh, well. A lot of people find each other then. Now, how many children did you and your husband have?
I had 2 girls and 2 boys.
Okay. And where are they at now in life?
Well, they're all in the area, more or less.
Okay. Do any of them live in Lincoln Place?
No.
No.
One, my youngest son, lives in Granite City.
Okay.
And my youngest daughter is from Imperial, Missouri.
Okay. So you're still in the area, but they're spread out.
Yes, we visit regularly.
What about your 2 other children?
Oh, one's in Fairview and one's in Caseyville.
Oh, okay.
So they're in the area.
So they're pretty close to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And did they ever get to know anything about Lincoln Place?
Yes. 2 of them have, at least. They've been there, and, you know, well, of course, now it's a little different from what it was. It's a little run down.
Yeah. How do you think the neighborhood has changed since you were there and to the way it looks today? I mean, is there a big difference in appearance to the neighborhood?
Well, undoubtedly age has taken its toll, like,
right.
Like in my case. But it's, you know, a little run down, just like most places, I think.
Yeah.
Now everything's run down now.
Yeah. Some of the businesses that were there when you grew up, do they exist any longer? Or have they changed hands or just totally been demolished?
I don't think they've still exist.
Okay.
Of course, the people have aged and probably retired.
Right. is there anybody that you have a personal relationship that still lives in Lincoln Place?
No, not in no. No, I think they've all moved out as far as I know.
Okay. Okay, Mary and I took a little break, and we're back now. And Mary, could you tell me about the mode of transportation when you were growing up in Lincoln Place?
Well, not too many people had cars. I think there was one person on our whole block that had a car. And walking was the way to go. So we walked like a mile to go downtown to shop or anything. And we all started out like an hour before school, and we walked 3 miles to high school from Lincoln Place to the high school. And it was a little rough some days when it was snowing and cold. As a matter of fact, my older sister, she was late getting home and my dad was worried about her. And she had frozen fingers when we got her home. So, it wasn't all roses.
Yeah. Now, what happened your senior year of high school that changed all that walking for you?
Oh, in my senior year, we got bus service come down to Lincoln Place. That was a big day.
Yeah. So that made the trip to school
a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
1 year out of four.
Yeah. Now, did you have any younger siblings that benefited from the bus service?
Well, my brother, we had moved to St. Louis by then. And he
okay.
His senior year was in St. Louis in high school.
Okay.
So,
now, did your parents ever own a vehicle, or were they?
No, they never had a car. As a matter of fact, my dad never knew how to drive.
Okay. So when did you get your first vehicle?
Well, my brother and I bought a car together, and when we moved to St. Louis, and we kind of shared it.
What type of car was it?
It was a Buick.
What year?
Gee, I don't remember.
All right. So was that like a big moment in life when you got your first vehicle?
Well, naturally, yes.
Yeah. Something to be very proud of.
Of course.
Now, did you mentioned a job that you had worked to save your money for the vehicle?
Yes, I got a job at the Jefferson Hotel as a reservations clerk, and that helped with the car payments.
Yeah. Now, do you remember what a car payment was back then?
I don't really recall. say for sure.
Okay. I can say that times have changed.
I'm sure it's not like it was now.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I'd hope not.
I think the total price of the car was like $800.
Yeah, big difference.
And, yeah.
Yeah. But back then, I'm sure that was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Sure was.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about a lot of things, Mary. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the conversation here?
Call.
Okay. Well, I think we've gotten a good amount of information and a lot of history of you and your family, and I appreciate the time.
I hope so.
I appreciate the time that you've taken out of your schedule to allow me to come into your home and interview you. And like I said earlier, if there's anything that you think of and you want to do a follow-up interview, I would be more than happy to come back and discuss some more Lincoln Place history and Miss Mary history.
Yes.
So. But I do thank you. And
you're quite welcome.
All righty.